And here we go. Hola, amigos, and welcome to The Strange Perspective. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to 2024. Technically, the second episode of 2024, but I don't expect a lot of people to listen to the other episode. In case I forget in the future, which is very likely that I do, or in case you haven't listened to the other episode, which I don't think that you have, because it's pro wrestling related, and that shit is niche as fuck. Still recommend it, though. Very happy with that episode. But in case I forget, it is 2024. It is the first episode, in quotation, second episode, since I took a very, very long break. It is March, and it is April. And my break started in December. So it's been a very long break, but if you've listened to this podcast before, if you're a long-time listener, you'll know I don't do podcast episodes unless I feel like the quality's there. I used to do a regular schedule of every Wednesdays, and they would suck. There were so many episodes that would suck because the passion isn't there. I would fake my feelings and stuff, and I don't like doing that. When I scream, when I get angry on this podcast episode, I want you to know that I am genuine. I want you to know that it's coming from a real place. Even though the topic itself might be bullshit, like video games, Final Fantasy, or in the case of the other episode, pro wrestling. I have also noticed, because I was told recently, you should edit out when you, well, do that, basically, when you drink energy drinks and stuff. And I don't want to, because I like the raw unfilteredness of this podcast. I always have. But this microphone is not for me. This microphone is not my friend, because it's different. Despite me having a limiter on my recordings and stuff, this microphone is way, 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 way too sensitive. And it's time for a new microphone. And I found something that I liked. But, you know, money is money. So in case you're wondering, like, why won't you start 2024 with a new microphone? Well, see, that's why. But my money has gone to other things. And at the release of this episode, again, I'm releasing two podcast episodes. As I'm releasing these two episodes, I'm also releasing two episodes of my new Let's Play series, which is Resident Evil. And I urge you to look at that one, because at the time of this recording, I've done six episodes. Yes, six episodes. And I've done edits and stuff. And I think it's in episode one, I talk about how this series, Resident Evil 2, how this series specifically is something, it's a series that I've started many times before. I've tried to do a Let's Play on Resident Evil 2 remake specifically. This is the third time I tried to do it. And it's never, it didn't end well the first time I did it. It was really annoying the second time, and I thought, fuck it, let's do a podcast episode explaining what's going on. So, in terms of Resident Evil 2, the first time I was going to do a Let's Play of it was around the time when I did Let's Plays with consoles. We're talking Medieval Remake, Mad of Medan. The Let's Plays videos that you see on YouTube where my camera's at the bottom center looking up, that was me playing on consoles. I really, really enjoyed that setup, and it was because of one of my pillars that I could even do it, because he bought me a capture card for the console. Thank you very much for it. It was still a lot of fun. I loved doing it. But it was around that time when I was playing Resident Evil 2, trying to do a Let's Play, I noticed that it the quality was just dipping from episode to episode, and I was too defensive, which is kind of funny because you might think, oh, Danny, you're very defensive now in terms of what this podcast is about, or oh, I'm gonna change microphones, so please bear with me, I'm changing microphones. I've been told to do edits in this way and I'm not going to. I want you to hear when I drink Monster Energy drink, whatever. Yeah, I am defensive, but in the first Resident Evil 2 Let's Play I tried to do, I was super defensive to the point where I had a like super long talk that I think lasted for like 15 minutes. I was drunk as hell, and the whole episode was about me defending the way I was doing my Let's Plays. And in doing edits for that episode, I just came to the conclusion while looking at it, like, this is not good. This is not just the content itself of me talking and defending myself on my Let's Play, just the fact that it's not good. If I'm having troubles looking at this, doing the edits, finding this boring, or me myself going, I don't fucking care. And that's regarding myself, then how the fuck would anyone else, right? So I stopped. I said, no, there's no way I can publish this. This is just crap. And I ended that episode. Let's see. I ended that episode this is the Resident Evil 2 remake. When you get to the third floor of the police station, right after you ring the bell to get the last electronic part, that's where that Let's Play stopped. And I tried to do a Resident Evil 3 Let's Play. It's still unfinished on YouTube. And like I say a lot of times, as of this recording, it's still up there, but I'm just really thinking about deleting it. Or at the very least, marketing it as old Resident Evil 3 remake Let's Play, and I'll do a new one. Doing the Resident Evil 3 Let's Play, what made that Let's Play so special is that I went in blind to the game. I went in completely blind. And I love that, because the reactions you see are genuine. The reactions you see are real. But my confidence was just at an all-time low in terms of, I don't think I'm really good at this. And my confidence when it comes to this stuff, like, it shifts a lot. That's why I can like look back on some Let's Plays and be very, very happy with them. Like the System Shock 2 Let's Play. It's my first one I've ever done, and it's still among my favorite. At least in my head it is. The Resident Evil 1. For the PlayStation 1, that remake Let's... No, the Resident Evil 1 Classic for the PlayStation 1. That Let's Play, a lot of people think it's my best one so far. I really like the Sonic 2 Let's Play, but I couldn't finish the game. I could never beat Sonic 2, and I thought doing a Let's Play, ooh, maybe I'll capture myself beating the game. Nope. No. I did not. Oh, no, wait. Have I beaten Sonic 2? If I've beaten Sonic 2, it sure as fuck hasn't happened a lot of times. Maybe once. Point is, my confidence when it came to doing Let's Plays just fucking tanked. It deep dove like a fucking submarine, and I just felt like none of the things I do is good. The Man of Medan Let's Play is crap. Honestly, that's because the game is shit. And I took a very long break from doing Let's Plays. Now, if you followed my podcast since then, you'll know that I've gone from consoles to PC. Mostly because of how my living situation was. I didn't have access to my own living room for like over a year. Very complicated situation. It doesn't matter. Point is, because of my life situation and because of the way things were structured in my own house, I needed to change the way I game. So I slowly but surely became a PC gamer. But again, if you listen to my podcast, you'll know I'm not a PC master race. Like stupid shit like that. I game on the PC because it's convenient. I miss my consoles all the time. But I'm not doing Xbox or PlayStation anymore. If you want more, I clearly labeled that podcast episodes. I would love for you to listen to them. That's why they're there. See, do you notice when I do this? That's the stuff that I don't like gets recorded into this microphone. It is way too sensitive. But every time I edit it out, or I try to edit it out, the flow of my talking just, it gets fucked up. That's why I prefer the unfiltered one. But anyway, so with the confidence going down, the Man of Medan Let's Play also just fucking tanked. Resident Evil Let's Play tanked. And I don't mean in terms of viewers. I mean in terms of how I feel regarding that Let's Play. The Sonic Let's Play kind of tanked. I was like, fuck it. Let's Play is clearly not for me. So I took a very long break. But that urge was always back. Every time I bought a new game, my brain would go, could this be a Let's Play? The thought was always there. So that urge, that fucking itch never got scratched. And every time I played a new game, or not every time, but a lot of times when I play a new game and something cool would happen, my brain would go, kind of wish I did a Let's Play of this. So I said, okay, obviously something within me still wants to do a Let's Play. And this is now 2 years without doing Let's Plays, I think. I think so. Anyway, I said, finally, fuck it. There is one game that I think could make a very good Let's Play. And I'm on the PC now. So maybe the process will be much easier. Maybe this is the time to get into it again. So the game I chose to do was The Quarry. The same studio that did one of my favorite games, Until Dawn. Also another game that I really fucking hate, Man of Medan. But I said, fuck it. This seems like the budget's bigger. The story is much, much more epic and grander. Maybe this is like what I need. Maybe this will be as good as Until Dawn. And no. I'm sorry if you like The Quarry. I think the game is garbage. I think the game, The Quarry, is absolute garbage. And there were two big problems when I did a Let's Play on it. The first one is you can clearly tell for each chapter that my enthusiasm, my smile, if you will, just start fading. And I think it was around chapter 5 when I was like, oh, I don't think this game is going to be any much better than this. This is not good. This is a bad game. And I got this brilliant idea to get a new monitor for my PC in the process of recording a Let's Play. And I think I could hear the collective people going, slapping their hands against the forehead, because you can see what you can tell what's going to happen. So I got a new monitor with an entirely different aspect ratio, entirely different. It was curved 3440. My old one was 2180, think so. And I thought, as long as I can mix around with the settings on OBS, this shouldn't be a problem. How wrong I was. How wrong I was. Because I could have sworn that in recording the episode and then looking back on it, I was like, it's perfect. It's fine. What's the problem? But because of the aspect ratio was different and I had on the settings that the game itself was 3440. But the output of the video that I'm recording is in a different aspect ratio. And once I started recording with this new monitor, I, I don't know. It's fucking stupid when I say it back, but I am stupid, so whatever. I looked back on the videos that I recorded, right? New monitor, new setup. I went through settings. I recorded an episode, and then I look on it again. I pressed the video, and I started looking at it again, and I thought that it looked pretty well. I was like, okay, this is good. No problem. And then it's not until I beat the game that I move everything over to an external hard drive, take it to my MacBook, and I put it in for editing that I notice, oh, shit. 20% of the screen is like outside the aspect ratio. So 20% of the screen that you're supposed to see just got fucking cut off. Oh, I was angry. Because I could have sworn that after every recorded episode, I would go back to the video. I would look at it and I'd go, yeah, everything's fine. But no. Every recording just got fucked. So I beat the game. It's autosave, by the way. I beat the game, I recorded everything, but the whole footage got fucked. And again, my confidence for doing Let's Plays just fucking died. It just fucking died. And I went, all right. That's what I get for trying to come back to Let's Plays. And like I said, the game was just, it sucked. I'm sorry, the game sucked. I am going to give the studio one more shot, and I'm doing it because of a very, very good friend of mine recommended the game. I think it's House of Ashes. It's part of that same anthology series as Man of Medan, which immediately made me go, ooh, I don't know if I want to touch that. But I was recommended House of Ashes. I'm pretty sure it's House of Ashes. It's the one that starts with military. And I said, I'll give it one more chance. But to go back to Let's Play, it just killed my motivation for it. And there was one other game that I tried to do a Let's Play of that I've never announced to anyone, that I'm announcing here on my podcast for the very first time, breaking news. And it's a game called Fear the Spotlight. It's an indie horror game that was made in a PlayStation 1-ish. And it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't good enough to keep me captivated so I could beat the game, even though the game is like super fucking short, super short. Just doing the edits on that Let's Play, I was like, this isn't interesting. I can't make this interesting. And maybe it's unfair of me to say that's all the game's fault. No, a lot of it is on me. The majority of it is on me, absolutely. But I've done enough Let's Plays to know. Whoops, sorry about that. I've done enough Let's Plays to know when I'm gelling with a game and when I'm not. And this was definitely one of those cases that I am not gelling with the fucking game. So again, setbacks from doing Let's Plays. Again, me trying to get back into Let's Plays and it fucking fails. I gotta stop hitting the fucking microphone. I apologize. You think I've done Let's Plays for several years. I mean, podcasts. Fuck me. Ah! And this is why I don't do edits. This is why I don't edit shit out. Raw and filtered, baby. You'll see me in all my stupidness. I did manage to do one Let's Play that I published, and it was Lake Haven. All of this is on my YouTube, by the way. at Rycro. Man, I wish I could change that fucking, that handle. At RAICROW. I wish I could change that handle to what I use in everything else. Danny Strange, P-E-R, as in Danny Strange Perspective. Anyway, all of it's on my YouTube. And I do a Chrysalis, I think it's called Chrysalis Lake Haven Let's Play. And that Let's Play was okay. It was okay. But the sound quality was just total fucking ass. Total ass. So I don't look too fondly back on it. But then I said, then I got a new microphone. And I put on my pants through the bootstrap. What the fuck is the saying? I strapped my bootstrap. I don't fucking know. I gave it another chance. I said, fuck it. Resident Evil. Let's fucking attack Resident Evil one more fucking time. This is the game that you keep thinking about that you want to do a Let's Play of. This is the game that you could never finish doing a Let's Play. This is the fucking game that keeps screaming me back. So I do it, damn it. New microphone. The monitor's good. The settings is now fixed. We got this, baby. We got this. We fucking got this. Let's do a Let's Play. I do a Let's Play episode 1. Not bad. Episode 2. That was pretty good. And by pretty good, I mean that I'm satisfied with it. Episode 3. Okay, baby. Let's fucking do this. Episode 4. I think we're back. I think we're fucking back. And I get to the point directly after Kendo. If you know, you know. And that's when I go, okay, now stop. Don't do too many. Let's take this. Let's make some edits. I put it into the hard drive. I go to the other computer. I'm gonna do edits. And the fucking audio volume is fucked. Because I got a new microphone. The settings were completely different on it, obviously. And when I'm going to do edits, you can barely hear me. All you hear is the fucking game. And again, amigos, again, after I recorded a Let's Play, I press play on the fucking PC to look at everything is good and everything sounded fine. I move it into the program so I can do edits, and that's when it tells me the fucking volume is too low, you fucking dumbass. So none of it was fucking usable, and my soul gets crushed, and I just fucking... It's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. I am crushed. I just fall down to the floor and I go, I just want to entertain people. Why do I keep fucking up so badly when it comes to doing Let's Play? Oh, Danny, Let's Plays are much easier to do on the PC in theory, motherfucker. But at least when I did it on the console, it was fucking hassle-free. It's been anything but on the PC. Anything but hassle-free. But fucking damn it. I go, I'm gonna give this one last fucking chance. I swear to God, this is gonna be the final chance. Let's do one more try with Resident Evil 2 Let's Play. And that, are the episodes that you can see right now on my fucking YouTube. Because I am telling you, it's among the best Let's Plays I've ever done. It's among the best. So yeah, third time's a charm. Yes, I finally got everything right. Yes, this is the setup I'm going to use. And if you watch this Let's Play, you'll notice that the entire fucking setup is just completely fucking different. The way I've set it up is because it's 3440, so I can't have it full screen. And I think I found a pretty good solution. I've gone, you know, back and forth with some friends. Should I change this? Should I change that? How does this look? Is this okay? And it won't be to everyone's tastes. Not everyone's gonna fucking enjoy it. I get that. But honestly, it's the most fun I've had doing Let's Plays. And it's the most... proud might be the wrong word, but the most satisfied I've been doing Let's Plays. And at the end of the day, I gotta be able to put out a product that I feel comfortable in putting out, right? Right. And this is it. This is definitely it. And yes, I will finish Resident Evil 2 Remake Leon Scenario A Let's Play. I will finish it because I've gotten, not only have I surpassed the part where I did my second try directly after Kendo, I surpassed the part where I was in my very first attempt of doing a Let's Play of this game. And I mentioned it all during the Let's Play. So if you listen to this episode and you think, man, what? I want more details. Or if you just want to see a Let's Play that I personally am very, like, happy with, knock on wood, because the series isn't done yet, then this is it. Another reason I know this is it is because I have several episodes lined up during this month. So, like, episode 6, not only have I recorded, I have done the edits, I have it on my YouTube, but it just haven't been published yet. But it's out there. Edited in the whole thing. Episode 5 of my Resident Evil 2 Let's Play is among, if not my favorite episode I've ever done in regards to Let's Plays. And I'm going to do House of Ashes, and I'm going to do Alone in the Dark. Maybe I'll do Callisto Protocol. The list is long. My passion for it is back. And the best part is, it never went away because it kept bringing me back and it kept telling me, just keep trying. You'll get the fucking hang of this. So I hope I could make you feel some of that passion through this podcast episode. And I definitely hope that this podcast episode explains just why it's taken so fucking long for new content to come out. Amigos, the Strange Perspective is back. It is 2024. You hear the music. Thank you for listening. I hope that you see and watch and follow the Let's Plays. Amigos, adios!